Part 1. The Structure of Tragedy. How Risk Theatre is Arranged. 1. Temptation, Wager and Cast. Three-part structures endure. The three-sided triangle imparts strength to bicycle frames, as well as to the girders and gussets of the Golden Gate Bridge and the Eiffel Tower. When the Romans set up forms of worship, they created the Capitoline triad of Jupiter, Juno and Minerva, which anchored Roman religion for 8 centuries. When it was superseded, it was replaced by another powerful triune, the Trinity of Father, Son and Holy Ghost. The many variations and combinations inherent in tripartite structures form the basis of complex systems. Harmony relies on the triad of the root, the third and the fifth. A sonata consists of 3 parts, development, exposition and recapitulation. Courtship, says Ovid, is a dance in 3 movements. Find the girl, discover whether she likes you, see if it works. 3 classes constitute pre-revolutionary French society: the clergy, the nobility, and the third estate. Executive, legislative, and judicial branches underpin government. Processes formed by a beginning, middle, and end are also tripartite. For example, the day begins with dawn, reaches its zenith at noon, and ends with night. Life represents a 3-stage journey, birth, growth, and decay. In an anthropic turn, the biological metaphor of life extends to inanimate objects. Corporations, empires, and dynasties are born, rise, and fall in a 3-part cycle. Risk theatre may also be viewed as a tripartite entity. Like girders and gussets, it is enduring. Like harmony, it is ever rich in its permutations and combinations. Like empire, it is a process with a beginning, middle and end. Because tragedy is risk theatre, each dramatic act is a gambling act. And just as a round of betting begins with desire, moves to the wager and ends with the dice cast, so risk theatre's dramatic sequence also follows a 3-part sequence. The hero's temptation, the hero's wager, and the hero's cast. Examples of the tragic troika. The first move in risk theatre, temptation, assumes many forms. In the case of Macbeth, temptation assumes the form of the witches who wait on the blasted heath. They intrigue Macbeth with prophecy. Macbeth. Stay, you imperfect speakers, tell me more. By Cynel's death I know I am Thane of Glamis, but how of Cawdor? The Thane of Cawdor lives, a prosperous gentleman, and to be king stands not within the prospect of belief, no more than to be Cawdor. Say from whence you owe this strange intelligence, or why upon this blasted heath you stop our way with such prophetic greeting. Speak, I charge you. After Macbeth unexpectedly becomes Thane of Cawdor, the prospect of becoming king moves into the realm of belief. His ambitions are dashed, however, when Duncan names Malcolm his heir. The situation then calls for Macbeth to raise the stakes with the second part of risk theatre, the hero's wager. Lady Macbeth knows what her husband must stake. Glamis thou art, and Cawdor, and shalt be what thou art promised. Yet I do fear thy nature. It is too full of the milk of human kindness to catch the nearest way. The milk of human kindness for the throne, that is the hero's wager. Macbeth cannot have compassion and the throne at the same time. Finally, the die is cast as Macbeth kills Duncan. The image of casting the die captures the irreversibility of the moment. The gambling act is complete. In Sophocles' Oedipus Rex, a riddle tempts Oedipus. When consulted about the plague that is ravaging Thebes, Apollo's oracle dredges up the past, framing the solution in a riddle. Relief from the plague can only come one way. Uncover the murderers of Laius. Put them to death or drive them into exile. Since Oedipus is good at solving riddles, he springs into action, but to solve the regicide is more easily said than done. The trail is